Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is November the 8th, and I'm with Scott Patty for a Words of Grace podcast.
It is November 8th already. Yeah.
I know. You preached. You were here this Sunday and you preached.
Yes. Yes. It was a good week.
Yeah.
Beautiful day and wonderful day at Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to have our friend Fadi with us.
Yeah.
Talking about international ministry and leadership development and church leadership development here in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because we're in missions emphasis.
That's right. We're in every November at Grace, and you know, we've been talking about this now for a few weeks now, but just to kind of bring you back, so you've kind of, if you're just joining us, maybe you've been out of town, we're in missions month, so this is the time where we focus on our missions offering, which helps put money into our missions fund that kind of supports all these amazing organizations. And Scott, you know, it's helpful. Maybe it's helpful for people to understand, you know, we partner with these organizations. I mean, some of these organizations are really reaching in some amazing areas in our city and around the world.
Yeah.
And man, they're doing great work for physical needs and really practical help, but they also, these organizations that we support, have a high value of the gospel.
Yeah.
Are they helping practical needs? You better believe it. But they're also believers in Jesus, and they're taking the gospel in alongside all of these practical needs.
So. That's right. And that's the priority at Grace.
Yep.
You know, we at Grace, we don't say that other things don't matter. Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
However, every organization has to understand its purpose, and we understand as a local congregation that our priority purpose is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're the Church of Christ, so we proclaim Christ.
Yeah.
So you can pick up on that a little bit more, but I want to just clarify that because you said the organizations that we support, International Mission Board, globally. North American Mission Board in the United States or North America, and then some local organizations.
Yeah.
There's a gospel connection. There's a proclaiming Christ, a strengthening believer kind of connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had Fadi, who works with a local organization in town yesterday, who trains up international leaders, ministry leaders in different contexts. They also have global connections and, you know, teaches them, trains them, I mean, and sends them out to go plant churches, and which is great. But he also is beginning to help refugees who are coming in from Afghanistan. And there's going to be a lot of practical needs there. But he also loves Jesus, and all of his church planters and ministry leaders know when they're helping these families that they're going in with the gospel as followers of Jesus to be his light.
And I mean, just dream for just a moment. Wouldn't it be amazing if let's say this, because over the years, many refugee resettlement opportunities have happened here in Nashville over several decades. What we hope for is every time something like that happens is that some of these refugees come already with believers, but some don't.
Right.
And so we always want to hope that when a refugee community resettlement program and community happens here in Nashville, that what the result is, at least partially, you know, there's a lot of practical needs, but what the result is a church, like a witnessing community of believers among that people group because of their time here in Nashville.
Just dream
with me. Wouldn't it be interesting if refugees from Afghanistan make their way to Nashville, which it looks like that's going to happen. And the result of that in time is a believing community from among those from Afghanistan who are giving a witness to their own community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it was great. Yeah, Fadi talked a lot even about that. He talked about, I won't get into it because there's a lot of things probably I couldn't talk about right now, but it's just to know that there's even connections with believing families from Afghanistan that are hopefully going to make their way here. And he's like, if that's that many come here, we got a church.
We got a church.
Yeah. And we'll start, and those that aren't, we'll start taking this group and ministering to this group, and Lord willing, people come to know Jesus, the church grows, and we've got a church made of people from Afghanistan that have come out of a horrible situation, but now they're preaching the gospel. It's great. Right.
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. So yeah. So yeah.
Good. So all right. So it's missions, emphasis, time at Grace, and that's what Sunday was about. We're going to continue on for a couple more Sundays with that and encouraging people to take the brochure that relates to the missions offering.
Yep.
And be thinking about that for the rest of the year and how everything we give, tell them about that, the offering again, everything we give.
Yeah, so everything that is given, you know, you can give any time of the year, but this is a big focus. From November until the end of the year, anything that you write on a check or give online and say missions offering or missions giving, 100% of that goes to fund our, to give money into our missions fund.
Okay.
Now, in our general offering, 10% of that automatically goes to the missions fund.
Yeah.
So 10% from the general offering that you give, and then 100% of the missions offering. And that puts together the money that we plan, the elders plan for the upcoming year, how to support mission agencies, missionaries, local organizations, so they can continue to do what they're doing.
And so what we do now in these 2 months goes to 2022.
Right. That's right.
And that's one thing to note. And the other thing is we've already said, this is ministry related to the gospel of Jesus Christ, evangelism, church planting, church leadership development, going into some of the most vulnerable and dark areas of our own city, helping people with the gospel, calling them to Christ, showing them the hope of Christ. That's what we're about as a church.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thanks for leading us in that.
Yeah. So this week you were in the second part of John chapter 5.
Yeah. Actually, the middle part.
Well, the middle part. That's right, because we didn't finish the latter part. So tell us, give us a little bit of an overview of the sermon. It was, you know, very, very simplistic, but it was very focused on Jesus. Again, this is what's going to get him in trouble, is that he's claiming equality with God. So give us a little bit of a
overview. That's a good thing you just said. I hadn't thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. That the simple message that Jesus shared in this middle section is what got him, what started the plot to kill him.
Yep.
So it wasn't complicated.
Mm.
And what he was doing in this middle section is he is claiming the authority of God. He is saying he is equal with God, and that he has been given authority from God the Father to both judge and to give life. That Jesus Christ possesses life within himself.
Yeah.
And that because he is life and has life, spiritual life, he gives it to people who hear his voice and respond in faith.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah.
But that simple, clear message, Jesus Christ is the Son of God with the authority of God to do that.
Yeah.
Calling God his Father. Mm-hmm. Boom. That's what started it.
Yeah.
The plots to kill Jesus.
Yeah, and I loved it because you did it in your sermon. You were kind of pointing us to other places in the gospel story, in the gospels, where there was always this claim. So you're saying Jesus, and Jesus never denied it.
Yeah.
He affirmed it.
He affirmed it.
He said, yeah, you're right. And and I loved it too that you were just the narrative of the story is interesting. Here are these leaders that are so upset with the Sabbath and want to deal with the Sabbath. And all of a sudden Jesus starts talking and they're like, oh, we've got something else to deal with here.
Yeah.
And this is a man who's claiming to be God.
Yep.
And this is a big deal. So very helpful, but simplistic sermon, but helpful. Scott, some people who heard the sermon on Sunday, maybe looking at the sermon and going, man, that's a very, you know, it's a sermon that's really helpful for those who are not Christians to maybe understand how they can come to faith. But looking at your sermon on Sunday in the text from John chapter 5, how is this helpful for us to live out our Christian faith based on this text and what Jesus is claiming about himself?
Yeah. Good question. All right, let me see if I can frame that in a sentence.
Because I think, right, I think sometimes we wrongly can think, okay, that's good for me coming to Jesus, but now that I'm a Christian, I got to get onto something different.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, no, that's still helpful. And so,
well, it's essential. Let me see if I can frame it in a sentence. Your question was, how does Jesus' words about he has the authority to judge and give life help us live the Christian life? I would put it this way, because living the Christian life is no different than becoming a Christian.
Okay.
It's becoming spiritually alive. You must be born again. Becoming a Christian is not signing on to a set of rules. It's not signing into a club. Becoming a Christian is not technically even taking on a worldview. Becoming a Christian is being born anew.
Yeah.
It's being born again. It's being born from above. It's going from death, spiritual death, condemnation, and wrath, to spiritual life.
Yeah.
That's becoming a Christian.
Right.
It is being, you know, raised from the dead spiritually, so that we are now spiritually alive, able to relate to God, mm-hmm. able to live out the life of Christ that is in us through the Spirit, to live out of that, to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Mm. It's a life. Mm-hmm. So if that's what it means to become a Christian, you know, Jesus said that that he has the authority to give life. Everyone who believes in him and him who believes in Jesus and the one who sent him has eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Then living as a Christian is simply living eternal life.
Yeah.
So you don't become a Christian, get born again, have new spiritual life, become alive, and then say, oh, that was great. Let me get on to now trying to figure this out,
mm-hmm.
and jumping right back into mm-hmm. what we once thought was being a Christian, joining the right club, taking on the right set of rules,
right.
you know, making sure we're thinking clearly about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there's obedience to Christ, but it comes out of life.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a worldview, but it comes out of life.
Mm-hmm.
So Christians, all we're doing is living out the life of Christ,
mm-hmm.
living out of spiritual life. So mm-hmm. that's what I would say. Here's one verse. Here's a verse. Verse 25. Well, let me go back. Verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Great. Becoming a Christian is passing from death to life, from spiritual death and separation to spiritual life. Then Jesus says in the next verse, verse 25, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. So what that tells me then is that right now, mm-hmm. I, through faith in Jesus, through the grace of God, am spiritually alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living as a spiritually alive person.
Yep.
That's how Jesus' words here continue to speak to me as a person who's been born again.
Yep.
It tells me to live born again.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to ask you every day. Am I living born again? Am I living the life of Christ? Am
yeah.
I living as a spiritually alive creature?
That's good.
A new creature in Christ.
Yeah.
New mind, new heart, new love, new priority, yeah. new service, new identity, new hope, new joy. Mm-hmm. Out of life.
Yeah. 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 You know, and I can't remember, Scott, what sermon series it was. There's periods where I can never remember the sermon, but there were moments that you said something from the word that go, oh, that is so helpful. And it's changed my perspective to this day.
Hmm.
So one of them I remember, cause you're talking a little bit like, am I living out this spiritual life? Am I living out of the life that Christ has given me? Am I living a born-again life? That causes us to reevaluate our lives, which could in turn make us find areas in our life where we're not living a spiritually renewed life.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that can scare us. Like, oh, I don't want to do that because it makes me go, I'm not getting it right mm-hmm. and I'm not doing it right. But there was a sermon series you talked about how we can be comfortable with being honest with where we're not pursuing the Lord or where we're weak.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not about, okay, I found this weakness, now Jesus doesn't like me. That's not it. It's I'm already forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm under this umbrella of grace.
Yeah.
And so it's okay. God, I'm not doing this right. Help me to live out this born again life in an area mm-hmm. I'm not, and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been so helpful to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think when we sit down and evaluate to say we are born again and we live under grace and we can find out where we're not walking right and pursue it.
And pursue it. That's yeah. right. And so, and not revert back
right
to our pre-conversion days
yeah.
of our pre-born again days of yeah. thinking that, you know, we live by anything other than the Spirit.
Yeah.
The life of the Spirit. You yeah. know, Paul says it in Romans 6, raised to walk in newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
He says it in the book of Galatians, you know, don't go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been called by God, born of the Spirit. Now, you know, walk that way.
Yeah.
Walk in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah. Good. Well, thankful for a great sermon in John chapter 5, and we'll be finishing the second half
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, they're going to be on the witnesses to Christ
Good.
That are in the last part of John 5.
Great. We'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks.